Rat. The following are delivered mid-October. An audio receiver, the Pioneer VSX9300S, which features an integrated Dolby ProLogic surround sound processor with digital delay, plus a full-function infrared remote control that masters up to 154 programmed functions from any other brand's remote, and generates 125 watts of front speaker power as well as 30 watts in back. An analog cassette deck by Akai, the GX950B, which comes complete with manual bias, Dolby recording level controls, a built-in calibrated tone generator, and a spot erase editing system enabling one to mark the beginning and end points of a certain musical passage, which can then be erased with a single push of a button. The three-head design features a self-enclosed tape unit, resulting in minimized interference, and its noise reduction setup is fortified with Dolby HX Pro, while its front panel controls are activated by a full-function wireless remote. A multi-disc CD player by Sony, the MDP-700, which spins both audios and videos, anything from 3-inch digital audio singles to 12-inch video discs. It contains a still-frame, slow-motion, multi-speed visual audio laser that incorporates 4x oversampling and a dual motor system that helps ensure consistent disc rotation, while the disc protect system helps prevent the discs from warping. An automatic music sensor system lets you make up to 99 track selections, while an auto chapter search allows you to scan up to 79 segments of a video disc. Included is a 10-key remote control joy shuttle dial for frame-by-frame search and a memory stop. This also has two sets of gold-plated AV jacks for top-notch connections. A high-performance cassette deck, the DX5000 from NEC, which combines digital special effects with excellent hi-fi, and a connected four-head VHS HQ unit, which comes equipped with a 21-day 8-event programmer, MTS decoding, and 140 cable-ready channels. An added bonus, a 50-function unified remote control lets me zap out TV commercials. Included in the Sony CCD V200 8mm camcorder is a 7-color wipe, a character generator, an edit switch that's also capable of time-lapse recording, which allows me to, say, record a decomposing body at 15-second intervals, or tape a small dog as it lies in convulsions, poisoned. The audio has built-in digital stereo record playback, while the zoom lens has 4 lux minimum illumination and 6 variable shutter speeds. A new TV monitor with a 27-inch screen, the CX2788 from Toshiba, has a built-in MTS decoder, a CCD comb filter, programmable channel scan, a super VHS connection, 7 watts per channel of power with an additional 10 watts dedicated to drive a subwoofer for extra low frequency oomph, and a Carver Sonic holographing sound system that produces a unique stereo 3D sound effect. Pioneer's LDST disc player with wireless remote and the Sony MDP-700 multi-disc player with digital effects and universal wireless remote programming, one for the bedroom, one for the living room, which play all sizes and formats of audio and video discs, 8-inch and 12-inch laser discs, 5-inch CD video discs, and 3 and 5-inch compact discs in 2 auto-load drawers. The LDW-1 from Pioneer holds 2 full-size discs and plays both sides sequentially, with only a several-second lag per side during the changeover, so you don't have to change or flip the discs. It also has digital sound, wireless remote, and a programmable memory. Yamaha's CDV-1600 multi-disc player handles all disc formats and has a 15-selection random access memory and a wireless remote. A pair of threshold monoblock amplifiers that cost close to $15,000 are also delivered. And for the bedroom, a bleached oak cupboard to store one of the new televisions arrives on Monday. A tailored cotton-upholstered sofa framed by 18th-century Italian bronze and marble busts on contemporary painted wood pedestals arrives on Tuesday. A new bed headboard, white cotton covered with beige brass nail trim, also arrives on Tuesday. A new Frank Stella print for the bathroom arrives on Wednesday, along with a new super deluxe black suede armchair. The Onaga, which I'm selling, is being replaced by a new one, a huge portrait of a graphic equalizer done in chrome and pastels. I'm talking to the delivery guys from Park Avenue Sound Shop about HDTV, which isn't available yet, when one of the new black AT&T cordless phones rings. I tip them, then answer it. My lawyer, Ronald, is on the other end. I'm listening to him, nodding, showing the delivery guys out of the apartment. Then I say, "The bill is $300, Ronald. We only had coffee." A long pause, during which I hear a bizarre sloshing sound coming from the bathroom. Walking cautiously toward it, cordless phone still in hand, I tell Ronald, "But yes." "Wait. But I am. But we only had espresso." Then I'm peering into the bathroom. Perched on the seat of the toilet is a large wet rat that has, I'm assuming, come up out of it. It sits on the rim of the toilet bowl, shaking itself dry, before it jumps tentatively to the floor. It's a massive rodent, and it lurches, then scrambles across the tile, out of the bathroom's other entrance, and into the kitchen, where I follow it toward the leftover pizza bag from La Madre, that for some reason sits on the floor on top of yesterday's New York Times near the garbage pail from Zona. And the rat, lured by the smell, takes the bag in its mouth and shakes its head furiously like a dog would, trying to get at the leek goat cheese truffle pizza, making squealing sounds of hunger. I'm on a lot of halcyon at this point, so the rat doesn't bother me as much as I suppose it should. To catch the rat, I buy an extra-large mousetrap at a hardware store in Amsterdam. I also decide to spend the night at my family's suite in the Carlisle. The only cheese I have in the apartment is a wedge of brie in the refrigerator, and before leaving I place the entire slice, it's a really big rat, along with a sun-dried tomato and a sprinkling of dill, delicately on the trap, setting it. But when I come back the following morning, because of the rat's size, the trap hasn't killed it. The rat just lies there, stuck, squeaking, thrashing its tail, which is a horrible, oily, translucent pink, as long as a pencil, and twice as thick, and it makes a slapping sound every time it hits against the white oak floor. Using a dustpan, which it takes me over a fucking hour to find, I corner the injured rat just as it frees itself from the trap, and I pick the thing up, sending it into a panic, making it squeal even louder, hissing at me, baring its sharp yellow rat fangs, and dump it into a Bergdorf Goodman hat box. But then, the thing claws its way out, and I have to keep it in the sink. A board, heavy with unused cookbooks, covering it. And even then it almost escapes, while I sit in the kitchen thinking of ways to torture girls with this animal. Unsurprisingly, I come up with a lot. Making a list that includes, unrelated to the rat, cutting open both breasts and deflating them, along with stringing barbed wire tightly around their heads.